We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the top. The two dots. V'amar Rabba Baruch Chinna Saba Mishmei de Rav. Rabba Baruch Chinna, the elder, said in the name of Rav, something that he didn't hear directly from him, because it says Mishmei. Kol she'efshar lo levakesh rachamim el chaviro. Anyone who could ask for mercy for his friend, ve'eino mevakesh, but does not request, meaning he could pray for someone but chooses not to, nikra chote. That is called a sinner. Shenemaz, the verse says, when Shmuel was retiring from his position as the leader of the Jewish people, and he was giving over the reins to Shaul, to King Saul, he said to the Jewish people, Gam anochi chalila limchato l'Hashem echado litpalel badchem. God forbid I should sin to Hashem and cease to pray on your behalf. Meaning, one who does not pray on behalf of his friend is called a sinner. That's what the pasuk says. I will not sin and cease to pray on your behalf. So we see that one who can pray for his friend and chooses not to, that's called a sin. Amar Rava im tamid chachamu, Rava says, and if it is a Talmud Chacham that needs our prayer, tzayuch she'achle atzmo alav, a person has to pray to the point of illness. He has to kill himself in prayer, so to speak, over that person. My time, or why so? Ilem amshum dechli ve'en chole mikem v'golet ozni. If it's that King Saul said to his servants, he said, none of you got sick over me, none of you bothered telling me the troubles that were coming, that my son Jonathan made a pact with David. So, Dilma Melech Shani, you can't prove it from there because King Saul was a king. So maybe that's why he said, none of you got sick over me. He was indicating, because he was a king, they should have done their best on his behalf. Ela Mehacha, but the source is what King David said. He said, Vani Bachalotam, but I, when my friends were sick, Levushi Sak, I wore sackcloth, I fasted, I did everything to pray on their behalf. And then they turned around and stabbed me in the back, David Amel says in that chapter. Then they tried to kill me. But he says, for them, I even got sick praying for them. So here you see, when a Talmud Chacham needs our prayer, so then a person is supposed to pray, even to the point where it could affect his health. Rabbi Baruch Chinna, the elder, said in the name of Rav, again, something he didn't hear directly, whoever sinned and then is embarrassed over what he did, then in heaven they're willing to forgive him for all his sins. Shneimaz, the verse says, God says to the Jewish people, Leman tizkiri vavosht, I want you to remember what you did and be shamed. And you won't have anything to say anymore out of shame. As I forgive you for all you've done. So you see that Hashem said you will be shamed. And then Hashem says I will forgive. So you see that shame also has an effect. It's also part of the atonement process. When a person is embarrassed over what he did, that also causes atonement in heaven. So the Gemara says that's not a proof because here God is talking to the Jewish people at large. Din matzibul shani. Maybe when it's a congregation that's embarrassed, then Hashem is willing to forgive it after they're embarrassed. But who said that an individual's embarrassment gains him atonement? Ela mehacha. But rather the source is a different verse. The verse says, Vayom Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel says to Shaul, Shmuel has passed away. King Saul raises him from the dead to ask his counsel. And Shmuel says to Saul, Lama irgastani, why'd you get me upset? La'alototi, to bring me up from the dead. You know how much it hurts to come back up? Vayomer Shaul, so Saul answers him, Tzali mod, I'm in dire straits. Uflishtin ilchamim bi, and the Philistines are attacking me. Vashem salme alai, and God has left me. Velo anani od. God isn't willing to answer me anymore. Gam biyadan vi'im, be it through the prophets. Gam b'chalamot, be it through dreams. Ve'ekra elecha. So I had to come upon you to call you. Lo dieni ma'ase. You got to tell me, what am I supposed to do? So Shaul raises Shmuel from the dead, and he tells him, I tried every venue, and God's not answering me, so I had to ask you what to do. Now, he doesn't mention one thing. A king is supposed to ask his questions of God through the high priest, through the Urim V'Tumim, through the breastplate. V'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo kama. He doesn't mention, God won't answer me through the high priest. Why? Because he knows that's his fault. Mishum dekat le'lenovi rakonim. Because he murdered all the Kohanim. So here he murdered, he had them all executed. And that's why he can't ask through the Kohanim. There was only one coin left when he was done. So that's why Shaul doesn't mention that. He says, I tried the prophets, I tried the dreams, I tried everything. Wait a second, what about coin? That's your first stop. That's where you, the king, are supposed to ask your questions of God, through the coin gadol. He doesn't say that because he's embarrassed. Because he's the one that killed the Kohanim. So here he murdered, and here he's embarrassed. How do you know he was forgiven? Because the verse says, Shmuel tells Saul, you're going to get killed tomorrow. You're going to die. And all your kids are going to die tomorrow. and tomorrow you and your children are with me. That Rav Yochanan taught that what he was telling him is, tomorrow you're with me, meaning you're going to make it to the world to come. Yeah, you did wrong. You're going to get punished. You're going to die. And our tradition, the Medrash Rabbah says, is that he died in that war because he murdered the Kohanim. Everything else, he didn't have any other sin to account for. He had gone insane. So the other things weren't held against him. But killing the Kohanim, that was held against him. And he paid for it with his life. And that's what Rav Yochanan says. But the next day, he tells him, tomorrow you and your kids are with me, meaning you are making it to the world to come. And the rabbis derive it from another verse, that when the Giv'onim wanted to take revenge from Saul, they said, we will kill his children on the hilltop of Saul, the chosen one of God. Now, if they're coming to defame Saul, they're not going to call him the chosen one of God. So we have a tradition that conclusion of the verse, Yatztabat kol v'amra b'chir Hashem, is not them talking, but rather a heavenly voice came out and finished off the sentence and said, don't just call him by his name, he was our king. He is the chosen one of God. So here you see that Saul ultimately did make it into the world to come. And we have a tradition that the reason for it was because he was actually embarrassed for what he did wrong, and true shame is a great sign for repentance.